So let's go over some facts that we're going to take up the next time. It's a little, you know, it's a new area, so we'll have to get our feet wet a little bit. So let's go on in the Erevin, Mishnah in the Erevin Lamechas. Okay, Erevin Lamechas. So it's talking about the relationship between Shabbos and Yontif, specifically contiguous Shabbos and Yontif. Okay? And they're back to back. And both Shabbos and Yontif have a halacha of Erev Truman, right? Erev Truman, which is the Erev which you place to give you 2,000 amos, extend your traveling range for 2,000 amos in a given direction, right? We wouldn't say extend, to shift them in 2,000 amos in a certain direction. And the question is could you have, let's say I want to travel in the east on Yontif and then west on Shabbos. You know, or vice versa, whatever, right? I want to have a different Erev in two different days. So is that possible? Or do you say that since they're lumped together, they're a package deal? Okay? So that's what the Gemara says. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yontav HaSamach LaShabbos, Mein Milfna Bein LaAchareha. So if we go back to back, Yontav Shabbos, whichever one's first, my brother, Mishnei Erevin, you can make two Erevs. The Omer, Yeruvi Berishon LaMizrach, Ubishen LaMayrov, right, my on the first day I have the eastern Erev and the second day the western. Rishon Lamar Shane Lamizrach, or the opposite. Eruv Bishani Virishon Bishani Kvaneiri, Vishani Virishon Kvaneiri. Or you could say that on the first day my Erev is east, and the second day I don't want an Erev. I just wanted my home to be my my dwelling place. Right? Because if you don't place an Erev, then your dwelling place is your home. So you could do that also, or the opposite. First day is I'm like my dwelling place, and the second day, right? Basically whatever, any way you want. The Chachamim Omer, the Chachamim argue, O Me'arev Lurach Achas, O Inamarev Kalikar. You could, if you want, you could make an Erev in one direction, or don't make an Erev at all. O Me'arev L'Shnei Yomim, or either, if you want, you can make an Erev for 2 days, O Inamarev Kalikar. Or you can't do it at all. There's no splitting it up, different directions, different days. Okay, Ketzav Yasa. So he says, what do you do? What could you do? He says, there's something you could do. Let's see, is Malicho Barishon, you could bring it with you on the first day, Umashka Chalav, Vinotlo Obala. So basically, at the end of the first day, on Erev Yontif, Erev of the first day of Yontif, you could go to, you bring your Erev with you to the edge of the border, and you could bring the Erev there, and Notlo Obala. So then basically what you could do is you could bring the Erev with you, because if the Erev is eaten up, is destroyed, then the Erev doesn't function anymore. So what you can do is you could bring the Erev with you to that little tron, and then basically you bring it back with you. Okay, you can bring it back with you. So then Ve'uchu Nimsa Mishlaka Ve'halichasu Mishlaka Ve'eruva. So basically you get to have the Erev to travel the next day all the way in the east, and you also get the Erev because you're allowed to eat it. Okay, so that's a different point. So basically, it's one Erev for both days, though. It's just that since it's done for 2 days, you have to worry that the Erev is going to get eaten. The Erev gets destroyed or eaten, then you can't continue to use it. So basically, you want to set up some sort of a mechanism to protect it.
Don't you use it after you eat it the second day?
I don't know. Once you eat it, you can't travel anymore, though. What? Nechol Barishon, Eruv Barishon, Eruv Barishon. It says if you eat it on the first day, then your Eruv works for the first day, but it doesn't work for the second day.
Yeah, but if you eat the second day.
I don't know. If you eat it on the second day, then I think it just means up until the point that you eat it. No? That it works as long as you don't eat it. But once you eat it, then it doesn't work anymore.
Can we go over the facts again, Rabbi
Eliezer? I'm sorry, I'm making a mistake. No, you're right. So the saying is that once it's there at the beginning of Ein Hashmashos, so that day, at the onset of that day, then it works for that whole day. Okay, so he's saying is, the Chavim are saying is that so that if you want it to work for both days, though, you have to make sure it exists for both days, the beginning of the onset of both days. So therefore, you have to check it or bring it with you and make it, and verify that it exists before the second day in order that it will work for the second day as well. Right? It will work for the second day as well. So Amar Rav Elazar, Modim Atam Lishem Shtei Kedushos. So what do you mean? Why is it that you have to make sure, if you're telling me that you could only make one Eruv for both days, you can't alter your Eruv day to day, but it's one long day, so then why do you have to make sure that it exists at the beginning of the second day? Why don't you just say it's one long day, and as long as it exists in the beginning of the first day, it should suffice for both days? So aren't you admitting to me that you see it's considered two separate days, and that's why it has to exist at the beginning of both? Now, once you're saying that, then why can't you have a different era for two different days? Right, that's the kash on it. Okay? So that's what he's saying, is the Rabbanan are kind of a manashah. The Rabbanan are in a compromised position. Because on the one hand, they're saying is that you could have you can't have two different eras for two different days. Why? Because implying is they're one long day. But the problem is, if it's one long day, then as long as the Erev exists at the beginning of this one long day, it should last for the whole 2 days. But they hold, no, you must make sure that it exists at the beginning of the second day. Why? Because you're saying as the Erev starts anew the second day, but if it starts the second day, so why not be able to just have two different Erevs in 2 different days? Right? Right? Okay. So the Gemara says like this, okay? So the Gemara takes it up, okay? So basically, the Gemara explains, says ruach achas ma'inihu l'shnei yamim, shnei ma'inihu ruach achas. So that's the problem. The problem is that the wording in the Mishnah basically says the Rabbanan say that you can only do it in one direction and you can only do it for one day. So what we're saying is those are the very same thing, one direction, one day. That's the point. So this is what two directions means, you do it 2 different days, right? One direction means only one day. So the Gemara says, the Gemara explains what the debate is. It says, "Halki kamei Rabban Rav Elazar, iyatem modem she'in ma'arvin liyom echad chatzil tzav chatzil darom." The Rabbanan said to Rav Elazar, "Don't you agree to me that you can't place the area for the first half of the day in the north and the second half of the day in the south? Don't you agree to that? So how could you place it on the first day on Shabbos, one day, one direction, and Yom Tov, the other direction? Isn't that the same thing?" So Amar Lahan, so he answered back, "Avol k'shem she'in ma'arvim liyom echad, chatzil darom, chatzil tzafon, kach in ma'arvim shnei yom liyom echad l'mizrach, liyom echad l'mayrav." I'm sorry. What? How does that read though? True. Oh, so this is okay. Aval means okay. True. Yeah. True. Right. True. So this is the same thing here. So this one same thing here. That just like you can't do it for half a day here and half a day there, so too you can't do it for half of Shabbos here and Yom Tov there. So Rabbi Elazar, Haslam Kedusha Achas, Hachashtei Kedushos. Yeah, that's because one day is one long kedusha, but here you're dealing with 2 days, and 2 days is 2 kedushos, and therefore you could switch it up between the 2 halves. Right? A good simple answer. Right? That's what, right. So then they said back, right? So then the Gemara says, I'm sorry, Amalam Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar said to them, "Yetamon Shemir Bragal Vyam Rishon Mara Bragal Vyam Sheni, Nechli Vyam Rishon En Yotze Elav Vyam Sheni." Don't you, Rabbanan, agree to me that your Erev must exist for the second day as well? Right? So doesn't that indicate to you that it's basically 2 separate days. And if you do the Erev, there's another way you do an Erev, is without actually having a food item, by just going there. So if you go there on the first day, they're going, "Don't you and me, you have to go there the second day as well?" So you see, it's 2 days. So I'm lo, aval, hi, lai, shtek, kedushas. He says, "So what do you see?" He says, "I'm lo, aval, yeah, true." He says, "So lai, shtek, kedushas." He sees 2 kedushas. So Rabbanan spukim safkalu, v'hachal chumra, v'hachal chumra. He says, the Rabbanan aren't sure. They're not sure whether it's like 1 day or 2 days. So therefore, they have to go the stringent way, the chumra on both sides. But basically, they have to say maybe it's one long day, and therefore you can't split between split here, you know, halfway here, halfway there. And also, maybe it's 2 days, maybe it's 1 day, and therefore, maybe they're 2 separate days. I'm sorry again. Maybe it's one long day, and if it's one long day, you can't have an Erev here and there, 2 different Erevs. And maybe it's 2 separate days, and therefore you'd have to make sure the Erev exists at the beginning of both of them. Right, but Amar lo Rabbi Elazar. So So he says to the Rabbi Elazar, don't you agree to me? Now they said to Rabbi Elazar only says the two separate days. He says, don't you agree that you're not allowed to place the Erev on Yanta for Shabbos? Right? On Yanta, if you're not allowed to place the Erev for Shabbos, you have to place it on beforehand. But if you are telling me it's two separate days, why can't you place your Shabbos Erev on Yanta? So I'm like, Maval, how like the Shabbos? He says, because it's one long day. Rabbi Elazar asked him, no, that's a different problem. Because Achana. You can't prepare from Yanta to Shabbos. Okay, totally different issue. Okay. Fine. One second. Yeah. Okay. So basically, there's no Rashi which explains what the issue is. But basically, the question is: so what's the question? Whether the bottom line machlokas turns out. Is do you treat Shabbos and Yom Tov back to back as one Kedusha? It's like one long day vis-a-vis Erev Tchumen? Or do you treat them as two separate days? Right? In other words, what are the ramifications? If you treat it as one long day, then you have one Erev at the beginning for both days. And that means, first of all, there's a Chumrah and a Kula. First of all, you can't switch your Erev in the middle, which is a Chumrah, stringency. But it also has the leniency that you basically, you know, once it's around, as long as it exists at the beginning of the first day, that's it. You're locked in. You don't have to make sure it continues to exist. But the other side says they're two separate days. Two separate days. Since they're two separate days, therefore, you're allowed to switch between days, between locations. But if you don't, if you keep it or whatever, you're going to have to make sure the Erev still exists because it resets on the next day and the Erev must exist. So my question is, what's the machlokas? What's the machlokas? Whether it's one kedusha, two kedushas. What's the issue? What does Kedusha have anything to do with it, and what does this depend upon? It's like a very, very broad question. It's funny, Machlokas. Rabbi Elazar is certain, and Chachamim are saying we don't know. I mean, you have that sometimes, but... You know, but what's the issue? I mean, I didn't really see anyone who explains what the question is. But, that's it. Oh, doesn't what's the name say? Yeah, I mean, Rashi on the Mishnah explains a little bit. He said, the Kedusha Rabbi Elazar, Shabbos v'yantav lav chad yom ha'arichon enu. Shabbos are not one long day. The two kedushos, l'chol chad yoma islechad shvisa. Each day has one shvisa, one rest resting. V'chol chad making the shvisa. And each day you're kona shvisa. You set up your dwelling for whichever side you want. Right. Okay. So that's the question I want to take up. And after we do that, then we have the Tosfos back by us. Back by us on Bay and Bates on Tessline on Bates, I think it was. I think Tessline on Bates, the bottom Tosfos. Yeah, so it's kind of based on this. Based on the steak dishes, the shachas. Okay, question? And that's a good question. I don't know. Is this a quite universal question about whether they're one day and 2 days, or is it just about Erev Tchumen? The question is there any other nafkaminas? Is this like a universal question that whenever they fall out next to each other, are they considered like one long day or not? Or is it specifically about Erev Tchumen? You know? Like, for instance, we had a question about Rabba and Rav Chista, about whether you could cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. So, I mean, why don't you say Rabba and Rav Chista? What do you mean? It's already resolved. It's already Machlokas in the Mishnah. I mean, it just seems like there are different issues. I don't know. It seems like it's... I don't know. I mean, it would be easier to say it's just a question of Erev Tchumen somehow. But I don't know. It's just like I looked around. I remember at the time when I looked into it. I couldn't find anyone who really laid out for the issues. Or everyone who did just basically said, okay, it's a question. We don't know. It's like Kedusha or Shtei Kedushos. But they didn't really explain the issue and how far reaching it is and what exactly that means. Like, what exactly does that mean it's one Kedusha? Right. Like, it's not every... You have Yom Tov separately or Shabbos separately. How are they one Kedusha? What does that mean? The halachos are different. You can't cooking. You're allowed to cook on Yom Tov. You're allowed to cook on Shabbos. They're different. So what do you mean they're one Kedusha? What does that even mean? I mean, it sounds nice, but what does it mean? One day, 2 days, I mean, what's the idea? What's it depend upon? What's the concept?